Oh, That's Random Podcast. The show with a spin on everyday real life. Random topics that will have you like, what? With that guy, your guy, the one and only Nerdy G.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your guy, Nerdy G. You heard the white man. He told you what it is. This is Oh, That's Random Podcast. Once again, I am your host, that guy, Nerdy G. Or just call me Nerdy G because that's what it really is. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure that since you're here, tuned in, listening to the world's greatest podcaster, listen, merch here, book there, copy it, help me build this channel, build The brand is Nerdy's Umbrella. So much more coming. Check out the links in the description. You won't be let down on what you find. I promise you that. But yeah, here, if this is your first time to Oh, That's Random Podcast, man, what's up? My name is Nerdy G, and what I do is talk about random things, everyday real life stuff. I do take the time out to explore the extraordinary and ordinary. Sometimes I take a little deeper dive in some things that we probably shouldn't even deep dive into. But guess what? That's not who I am. That's not what I'm about, but that's what I am all about because I like to deep dive in stuff because why not? I'm here. I'm ready. Let's get to it. Let's do it. All right. Today's topic is one of them ones that, listen, I pointed to the book, so if you haven't picked up my book yet, please go pick it up. This is just the introduction, but later on this year, the follow-up to the book is coming this year, okay? I'm in the process of writing it right now, and I'm feeling so good about what I've accomplished so far. So one of the things I do want to come and talk about is a little snippet of what is something that you're going to get out of the book. But this one right here is what I really want to kind of like dive into because it's all about how to manage, right? Certain type of relationships, of course, right? And if you're not managing these relationships or if you're getting involved in these relationships and there's no true direction in these relationships, you can fall flat on your face and you can flip your whole world upside down. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, let me make it clear for you, okay? In my book, I break down the shadow relationships in today's society, meaning everybody knows about the monogamous relationship. Everybody knows about a fuck buddy. Everybody knows about a sneaky link. Everybody knows about a side piece. And everybody knows, not so much everybody knows about the other person because they normally group the other person with one of these other things, these other type of relationships that I just named. So what I want to do is I want to remove that for you guys. I want to kind of remove a lot of that already taught, already built in ideology that we've been raised with and say, oh, this is how it goes. This is how it's supposed to go. See, the psychology, right, of some of this stuff, meaning, like, you choose to be in these relationships. And that's totally fine because that's what people should do. People should choose the type of relationships that they want to be in, and they should communicate those effectively. Now, the issue is that the truth is simple, boring, quick, and straight to the point, and nobody likes that. Some people in their life need a little drama. And even if I tell them and I show them how these things can work smoothly, some people will still resist against that just because they want to have something going on in their life. They need a little drama. They need a little something to be able to speak on. They need something to be able to hang their hat on, let's say. Not everybody is comfortable with living a simple, normal life. A simple, normal life is not boring. Going home to your loved ones, being able to go to the grocery store without figuring out if you're going to have to pay the light bill or you're going to have to get groceries, a normal life is not boring. You can go bowling with your friends. You can play some cards. You can play dominoes. You know, hey, I'm guaranteed to give you three in a row on the domino table. Tap, tap, get you out. Bye-bye. But that's what it is. Like, to be okay, to be, I got money. I can go travel. I can go do this. I got money, so my family, we're not worried about bills. We're not living paycheck to paycheck. Some people think that that is boring. Some people think that, oh, I got into a routine, and my routine is boring. You can shake your routine up. You don't need drama in your life. But I digress. Because no matter where you are in time, in your life, you are going to run into some people who just need drama. And unfortunately, a lot of those people who want drama step into these shadow relationships because it's exciting. It's like, I got a secret that I can't tell, but I want to tell, but I really can't tell. But then the reality is that this is not a game. Feelings do get involved. People, emotions get involved. And once they get there, it's a problem. It becomes a problem. It goes from a issue to a problem. Me personally, I say, hey, as people, we deal with issues. We can handle issues. Problems, I pray about those. And that's just me. I pray about problems. I'm an issue solver. Problems, I send them upstairs and I leave them where they be. Okay. Whoever you pray to, pray. Leave the problems up to them. You handle the issues. We are issue resolvers. We do that day in and day out. It doesn't matter. That's what we do. But anywho, there are people who really just want that drama. Now, I'm going to talk about one specific. And this can, I'm going to talk about one specific one. And it can bleed over to every single last one. And that's my deal. I talk about the other person. The other person, once you have them in place, y'all had the conversation, y'all understand she got a life, you got a life, but you guys are coming together in secrecy and you guys are helping each other out. You guys are loving each other. You guys are possibly, maybe, or maybe not being physical with one another. But because of that bond, emotions are formed. And when those emotions are formed and you guys are spending time together, you guys are talking together, there are certain situations where you want to run to that person versus your main person. And that may not always be the case. And what I mean by that, not may always be the case, meaning that, hey, if she's with her guy, then she's with her guy and she's not available to you, and vice versa. And you have to learn how to deal with those emotions. What do you do during that time when, hey, I had a bad day? My main person doesn't truly know how to comfort me, no matter how many times I didn't try to explain to her in different ways that when I have a bad day, all I want to do is put my head in your lap and not say anything and know that you just got me. But she like, I ain't for that. I don't like that. I'm not a cuddler, X, Y, and Z. Some people say, just get up and leave. It's just that easy. It is. It's always easy to leave. It's always to bring the drama to the front door and let somebody else make that choice easy for you. But if you truly love that person, you're going to work towards it. You're going to try to make things work. And that's all it is. You're just trying to make things work. They tell you all the time, marriages are work. Relationships are work. So if you believe that, why would you say, hey, up and leave because she doesn't do this one thing? She might not do this one thing today. But once you guys have conversations, once you guys have an understanding, once you guys possibly maybe go to counseling and y'all both get an understanding of how one another communicates, then we may be talking about something different. But when you guys want to feel that other person and she's not available, then he or she is not available. Let me say it that way. I want to be politically correct here. Then how do you deal with that? Because now you're dealing with two emotions. You're dealing with the fact that you had a hard day at work. That's one. Then you're dealing with the fact that you had issues. You get what I'm saying? That I'm mad because I can't go and see this person because this person is, I can't go see this person because this person's not here. Yeah. This person is not here. And you feel away. I got it. So now, how do you deal with it? With your main person right there. And if they're paying attention to you, they see the change. They see that it's something else that's bothering you. But then the question is, are they going to take the time to ask what's really going on? Hey, hey, bud, come here. Give me a hug. What's going on? Talk to me about it. Even though you're probably going to talk to them about how your day went, but you can't really tell them, like, listen, you're not good at this. You're not good at making me feel good after a bad day. This person over here is. And because this person over here is good at making me feel better the day on days like this, and I can't have that person right now, that makes it even more worse. And I don't even know how to communicate that to you because you don't even know about this person, even though you know this person, even though we probably went out with their family. They probably invited them to a barbecue. You know of this person, but you don't think nothing between me and this person is ever going because you haven't seen us have more than a conversation by ourselves or just off to the side or anything. Nothing like that shows. So I can't tell you that. These emotions that some people carry because now what they're thinking is, because they might be doing this, is there a possibility that their partner may be doing this as well? They would never ask the question, though. You know why? Because why rock the boat? Even if you think that your significant other, your main, may be stepping out on you, that then creeps in too, because now you're dealing with jealousy. You're dealing with, I mean, I want her to be mine and mine alone. Yeah, but you got somebody else too. How do you deal with battling that going back and forth? Me personally, I understand that a situational cheater can't handle that. That's why they tell on themselves every single time, time and time again. Your women know, your men know, but the thing is, they like to have concrete evidence. Men, sometimes they jump the gun. They don't have the concrete evidence. They jump the gun. They give the woman a heads up. Hey, we on to you. And the next thing you know, boom, they do a whole clean sweep. It's like watching SUV. It's just simple practice, right? You tip them off. You let them know that you're on their trail. They clean up. There's no evidence left. You already know it's bad. End of story. Hands down. We know how they go. They watch these shows all day. They sit there. They act like they on their phone. They paying attention. They watch true TV. They know how to get over. I'm not putting this on all women. And all I'm saying is that it is what it is. I look at that. I see it. I understand it. It's just that. When you're dealing with these situations, you have to understand you may not be fit for this. I don't believe that situational cheaters are fit for any of these type of relationships, whether it's a fuck buddy relationship, whether it's an other person relationship, or whether it's a side piece. Because these situational cheaters, they get attached. Once you get attached to a person and you start treating them treating them and viewing them as your main, that's where the confusion comes in. That's where all of the confusion comes in. That's where the missteps come in. That's where you bring alertness and awareness to your partner, because now your partner's like, yo, what is wrong with you? Why are you over there being a goof? Okay? Why are you over there looking silly? What is this? What's wrong with your shoulders? Why are you looking dumb in the neck? Okay? And that's because they don't know how. They're not emotionally equipped to deal with these feelings and these emotions, because it's more than one. Some people don't know how to love many. Polyamory is the practice of many loves. I can love multiple people. I can be in love with multiple people. But do I have the emotional bandwidth to understand that being here in this moment, checking my feelings and saying, I don't have this person available to me. Let me compose myself, put those feelings to the side, and make the best of what I have right here in front of me. They can't do that. It's all in their body movement. It's just unnatural. It looked like something wrong with them. They got the goofy laugh. They got the goofy laughs. It just seemed weird. And when your person think there's something weird about you or something's going on, then now suspicion is risen. And now what are we going to do? They're going to go through your phone. They're going to check. They're going to see where you at. And because you're not equipped, you probably left some stuff out. They're going to catch you easy. You're not going to have the right words to say. And then that's going to be that. She's going to make a choice for you because you didn't know how to compose yourself. You didn't know how to live in this situation. I know y'all probably saying, Nerdy, what are you talking about? This is, like I said, it's a psychology. I'm giving you guys a piece of what's coming up in this book. And I know I'm kind of bouncing. But like I say, this thought process goes through all. It goes through the fuck buddy. It goes through the sneaky link. It goes through the side piece. It goes through the other person. You become somewhat attached in a side piece situation. Remember, the side pieces, they are transactional. You cannot be, you should not be attached to your side piece. The reason you shouldn't be attached to your side piece is because your side piece is transactional. That's like going to the store, the corner store, the Piggly Wiggly, the Kroger, the Walmart. You do not fall in love with your cashier. You do not have a conversation with your cashier. She scans your groceries. She puts your items in your sack. And then you go. You may have a little conversation, smile, flirt, or whatever, but that's it. She doesn't know about your life. She doesn't know where you live. She doesn't know what kind of car you drive. You're here for a moment, you enjoy it, and then you go. But the problem, the issue, the bigger problem is you do more than talking. You do more than sharing. Then you start to develop these feelings. And now this is no longer a transactional process. This is now turned into what was coined a famous term in my opinion. It is now a situationship. Don't like it, but it's there. It's a situationship. Situationship is any one of these things gone bad where you're in the process of trying to make your other, your side piece, your fuck buddy, your sneaky link, you're trying to make them your main. But you want to try to make this a clean sweep to where you can get your main out without them finding out about this other person, or you're going to let the drama come in and then you're going to let your other person clean up your mess. You're going to leave the breadcrumbs so that your person can find what they're looking for because you are being goofy in the neck. And now they're looking at you. It blows up And there go your drama. That's what you asked for. That's what you wanted. That's what you asked for. That's what you was waiting for, because you didn't have the mental capacity to just go have a conversation and say, you know what, I'm done with this relationship. I can't get any more out of this relationship, because in the relationships, you're supposed to be able to grow. You're supposed to be able to learn from each other, and you're supposed to feed into each other. No matter how small or how big it is, you're supposed to feed into each other. And as long as you're getting something and being able to provide that person with something, and that person is able to provide you with something, then it's worth fighting for. But if you know that that person's not putting into you, go ahead and have the conversation. It's not scary. Go ahead, have the conversation, and be done with it. It's not that hard. I promise you. Nerdy knows. Trust me. I do. I'm that guy. I know. But it's just that. Some people won't. Some people love the fact that they're insecure. Some people love the fact that doing certain things will bring drama into their lives. But the reality is, those people who do that, those things get highlighted. Those images we see, those images we hear. So when we think about certain relationships, we think about them in a negative context. Some of these relationships can help you to be better in your main relationship. Don't believe me? Read the first book. This may not be for you. And then be ready for the follow-up to that book that's going to break this down in more depth. And you're going to be able to understand. I'm going to try to paint the picture. I want to get real vivid with this, and I want to paint the picture for you so that you don't have any questions. And if you do, I'll be here to answer those questions for you. It's just a preview into what's to come. This is what this episode was all about. It's a preview to what's to come, right, with the book. It's dealing with psychology. So it's called, it's your working title, but I love it. You may not be fit for this, right? You may not be fit for this, blending psychology and experience together. So once you read this, I think you guys will have a clearer understanding and understanding why some people just like drama. Some people need drama in their life. Mary said no more drama in her life, and yet it was drama. Some people want the drama. They want the smoke. They want the smoke because they have nothing going on in their lives. People, I'm here to tell you, there's better ways to entertain yourself. If you have never people watched, you should. It is an amazing thing to do, and I enjoy it. I might do something coming to the channel. You never know. We'll see. But tune in, like, subscribe, and you'll see what's coming. But you know, guys, y'all know me. I'm not going to be the dead horse. Not going to be the dead horse. So YouTube, you know you're not going to get this, but let's go ahead and jump into what is to come, and that is our musical selection of today. So it's going to be fitting. So let's get this on. Here we go.
Got a lot on my mind. I'm thinking I'm needing a break to clear up the clutter. Dang, man, can I get a minute? Cause the space, man, you've been in my head playing games, man. You be way too controlling. Got me feeling like I can't breathe. I can't even hang with the homie. No reason not to trust me. I'm your lady, not a slave. You my nigga, not my master. I'll escape. Thinking who can I run to? Got me looking for a new dude with a chill vibe, with a nice time, who can lay back, who don't pick fights, who ain't insecure. Yeah. Why you gotta be so insecure? Yeah. When I did all I could do, but you be wanting more. And why you can't get above my back? And I can take a lot of shit, but I won't take that.
Been a long time, maybe home, I've been away. Work got me in and out of state. Don't know what you're doing, wonder what you're doing. You got niggas in your face, I never let you go to waste. You're my treasure, baby, not my trash. Thirsty's about to make a nigga spaz. Why I treat you like a trophy? Control freak, I tell you that's better than no free. Find someone better, you can go free. Stop tripping, girl, you know me. I'm your homie, don't cut it off. We done said it all and we done it all. I want it all for myself, sorry if I'm coming off insecure. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Why you gotta be so insecure? Yeah, when I did all I could do, but you be wanting more. And why you can't get above my back? And I can take a lot of shit, but I won't take that. Don't you know the trust is important? Ever heard of that? Is it foreign to you? Was a good time really boring to you? You be young and shook night. I was trying to find you a bully, your lover. Are you my man or my big brother? Baby, something wrong with this picture. You make it hard to wanna stay with you. I'm your lady, not a slave. You my nigga, not my master. I'll escape thinking who can I run to. Got me looking for a new dude. I'm a good girl, but you're reaching, about to make me give you reason to be insecure.
Oh, why you gotta be so insecure?
So insecure,
yeah.
When I did all I could do, but you be wanting
but you
more.
Be wanting more and more and more and more and more and more and more.
And why you can't get above my bed?
Yeah.
And I can't take. Shit, but I won't take that. No, I won't take
that no more. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and yeah, that was fitting for this episode, and that was for YouTube, for y'all who don't know, that was Insecure. So Bryson Tiller, Jasmine Sullivan, one of the most beautiful vocals that I've heard in my time. I'm all for it. Okay, I'm all for it. Love it. But go check that out on the DSPs. Go listen to it. Ain't nobody paying me to tell y'all to go listen to that. It is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is Oh That's Random Podcast. I am your host, That Guy, Nerdy G. This is the show where we take time to explore the extraordinary and ordinary, okay? Y'all heard me, man. I gave you a little bit of what's to come with the next book. The next book, once again, is going to be called You May Not Be Fit For This. You May Not Be Fit For This. So, it's coming. I'm writing it now. I'm excited. I'm happy. I love the fact that I'm still able to do a show, do this podcast, and do multiple things, and be able to give you guys content, and then come in and give you check-ins on what I'm doing as well. I know TikTok may not be here in 6 months or whatever the case may be, but in these next six months, guys, I am going to go on a journey, and I want you guys to come over there. It's Nerdy's Umbrella, and we're gonna go through this journey together. If you want to walk with me through my journey that I'm about to embark on, please go over there. Nerdy Umbrella on all platforms, social media platforms, and all that good old stuff. Once again, there go that book right there, and then there go the merch right there, and then I'm donning the Oh That's Random Podcast t-shirt today. So I appreciate y'all if y'all made it this far. Much love. Links all in the description. Until next time, I am your host, that one and only, your guy, Nerdy G, and I'm out.